under the spill, daring massages in abandoned garages. Do what thou will. Far-flung phobia menu, no moon tonight. Gone up there like a kite. Some sort of spongy cleansing rain flew, fell down, flowed tonight across these fields. Spongy cleansing foaming rain, making the air sizzle as the toxins burned away with little colorful wisps of oily smoke. I'd been living under a bridge for quite some time at this point, living off cold, soggy French fries from fatty fat sacks thrown out by carbohydrate engorged American drone workers and their fat flexi way to the homestead. My road was under construction, as it had been for several months now. We had to park in this little improvised parking lot not too far from there for $5 a day. We started kind of hanging out in the parking lot. Things were paying so damn much for it anyway. Having little roast and toast. Little preaching at the Holy Ghost, saying, God bowed down before the sinner. God bowed down. The sinner is the winner. God bowed down before the sinner. God bowed down. The sinner is the winner. Yeah, winter is over now. Winter went under the plow. Always these new lights in the horizon, just hovering there, but sometimes they seem to shimmy and vibrate left and right a few feet. I don't know what the fuck they are. They're too far away to drive or walk. Gasoline costing $24 a gallon. Brave new future. Once our world is finally all concrete, it'll be neat. No more mud to get on your feet. The world's concrete, that's very neat. The sky theaters are new and exciting, replacing television by a projectile laser hologram taking up the entire sky. But wherever you're looking from, it looks like they're looking right back at you, the characters on this infinity screen, and they are looking at you. We called it the summer of long rains, but it was just the beginning. Crackling storms, high temperature humidity, rain. The flatlands, the fields began to fill with the water, the rivers overflowing the dikes, eating city streets, flooding out residences. But it didn't stop. It only slowed down in the winter or became thick, 4 foot, 5 foot, even 8 foot snowdrifts. The long water, the endless water. Ever less toxic as it's filtered in the atmosphere, but enough to make you sick. Make your children grow up looking kind of weird. Not that there's time for that, as the Midwest becomes a swamp. And all these strange animals return from under the ground or something that had been waiting all these millions of years. Long snakes, great spiders the size of owls and eagles, with leg spans rather than wing spans. But the rain kept coming in long torrents, and by now the swamp has become a warm ocean, a warm sea, where the plesiosauruses and crazy creatures coral now thrust up like pipes from the fields that once fed the breadbasket of the world. Now the world's warmer, a lot warmer and steamy and foggy and wretched. People are getting thinner, vomiting a lot, getting caught sleeping when they should be working.